attorney requests the board retire to the BCC conference room for the attorney client session.
If we're going to have another shade meeting, and it was never discussed in a shade meeting.
You weren't here. You don't know. You're ignorant. You're glib.
See, come that's on. The problem. Your forked tongue gets you in trouble. Just like,
no, it
you
does make not.
It looks like something out of Cuba or Russia or China. It's crazy.
Keep him out of the light. He hates bright light, especially sunlight. It'll kill him.
Reconvene the shade meeting back in the chambers.
Run to the light, baby! Mommy is in the light!
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun.
Did I capture the essence of it, John?
Right. Yes, you did.
So, in case you're not aware, Escambia County does a thing called having shade meetings. They are allowed under state statute. You know, normally, meetings that are done by an elected board of officials who all have to vote on matters are done in the sunshine, done in the open with public notice and, you know, record keeping and minutes and all of that kind of stuff. And that's most everything. And the commissioners are not allowed to talk to each other except in those meetings. Okay, that's where, by the way, violations of sunshine laws are typically not exactly what you think. The violation is that they conducted a meeting without conducting an official meeting. You know, like if two commissioners get together and talk about a voting matter amongst themselves, that's having a meeting without going through public notice, public participation, and record keeping and minutes and all that kind of stuff. That's actually the violation. The violation isn't them talking to each other. The violation is them having a meeting. That's why it has to go both directions. One talks, the other one listens, and the other one talks, and the other one listens. That's a meeting, okay? Or email back and forth, or text back and forth. One direction doesn't qualify. There is one situation where they are allowed to have meetings that are not in the sunshine, and those are called shade meetings. A shade meeting is when the board is involved in some kind of a legal matter, where they're going to discuss something that involves, let's say, legal strategy or legal likelihood, and they don't want the other side to be aware of what they're doing or what their considerations are, because those private matters, legal advice kinds of things might favor the opponent, okay? So they do what's called a shade meeting. A shade meeting is also publicly noticed, and it is, you have a court reporter in there, you know, taking every single word down, and you don't have recordings, unfortunately. I asked. But eventually, when the matter is resolved, then those transcripts become public. And so we now have the transcripts connected to the shade meetings that were conducted regarding the Jeff Bergosh versus Alex Arduini and Jonathan Owens and PNJ/Gannett over the text messages. And what's the word I want here, John? Oh, they're juicy reading. Now, a lot of them are kind of boring. And this morning I was going to spend some time. I wish I could play them for you. I would play them for you, but I cannot because they don't exist as recordings. So instead we'll have to kind of perform them a little bit, or, you know, read them or whatever. Now, one thing worth knowing, the first shade meeting actually took place in May, and that was pretty early on in this process. And in May, everybody was in this meeting. Stephen Barry, Lumen May, Jeff Bergosh, Mike Kohler, Wes Moreno, he's a county administrator, Kristen Houle, Stephen West, and Kim Allison Rogers. These are the attorneys for the county. And one of the things about that particular one, I'm going to skip a lot of these because some of it's pretty boring. But Jeff Bergosh is trying to persuade the others that, you know, we need to go forward with these cases, and we need to keep going forward with these cases, and we need to prosecute these people and make the truth come out, because he's a legal expert, as he repeatedly says and gives his legal analysis of what's going on. Commissioner Bergosh. Okay, so I think they're trying to intimidate us. 57-105 don't happen. That's a form that was filed by Dennis Green in particular, and I think it might have been filed by all three, but definitely filed by Dennis Green, Jonathan Owens' attorney. It's a cost-shifting filing that basically tells the county, we think that you have an unjustifiable lawsuit here. It's basically a frivolous lawsuit. And if you don't respond within 21 days, then you're going to be subject, if you don't drop this within 21 days and we win, we're going to pursue legal fees and you're going to have to pay us. Well, in the end, they didn't do it in 21 days. They've lost, and now they're getting legal fees pursued against them. So the 57-105 is like this particular form that you file in order to notify the entity that, hey, we're going to go after you for this if you don't drop this lawsuit. Well, the county didn't drop it, but that's what this meeting was about. And so Jeff Bergosh is saying 57-105s don't happen. They're very infrequent. We would have to be requesting something that's never been seen before in any court anywhere, but the opposite is true. Steve, that's Steve West, the county attorney, assistant attorney, has already demonstrated with multiple cases that he cited in his brief here in Florida and in the state of Washington that Replevin, that's the nature of the lawsuit to get back the text, is a realistic, verifiable way to recover sensitive data. So what's weird about this is Jeff is acting like the attorney. Instead of Steve West acting like the attorney or Allison Rogers or Kristen Hewell acting like the attorney. Now, a lot of boring stuff goes on. Here's the real story, Jeff says. They don't want discovery. They don't want me to be able to, and Steve or Steve and his staff, to be able to depose people and figure out why Mark Siders, that's Bart Siders, gave it to Pam Childers. Why Pam Childers gave it to Mike Kohler or Steve, and Commissioner Kohler says, Mike Kohler never had it. So he's saying he thinks Mike Kohler's got a copy of these texts, and Commissioner Kohler's like, mm-mm. Commissioner Bragosch, okay, I'm glad. Never had it, Mike Kohler. But Bragosch, I'm glad you're saying that. When Jonathan Owens gave it to Doug Underhill, never established, who else Doug Underhill gave it to? I'm not really willing to believe that Alex Andrade doesn't, it's Alex Arduini. She doesn't know how to spell Arduini's name, and there's a lot of that in these things. But, you know, Alex, not Andrade. Alex Arduini, the way she spelled it sounds like Andrade. So if we dismiss it voluntarily, we'll never know. This is the only chance we have to know. And I would say this, even if we're unsuccessful, even if we lose, or even if it's dismissed on summary judgment, that does not mean fees will be awarded. Again, this is Commissioner Bragosch dispensing the legal advice. Commissioner Kohler, what he's saying is he wants to know how all this happened. And until they get into the lawsuit and are able to do discovery on, you know, deposing witnesses and asking questions, they'll never know exactly what happened. That's why he wants to go forward with the lawsuit, so they can find out what was done, I suppose he would argue, in order to find out who's got the copies that they want back. Later on, Commissioner Kohler, I'm not going to exhaust this very long. There's things in this, Jeff, that you've left out. I'm not a lawyer. I don't think Jeff is a lawyer. Commissioner Bragosch, nope. Commissioner Kohler, what's your recommendation? And I know what your recommendation is, and that's what I care about. I've been an executive for 15 years. I take people's recommendations on what we should do. What's your recommendation? So he's doing the right thing. He's asking the lawyers, what do you think we should do here? Steve West, what I explained to Commissioner Bragosch is that I would not have filed this lawsuit if I thought it was frivolous. So he's defending the lawsuit. That said, the judge may disagree with me. He obviously has on preliminary hearing, and I think when you do the risk, they asked him to dismiss it in preliminary, and unless there's evidence that it's unjustified at that point, you know, the judge did not rule against them on that, or did not rule for them on that one. He obviously has on the preliminary hearing, and I think when you do the risk-benefit analysis, I think the risks of going forward does not justify, or the risks and the benefit don't justify going forward with the lawsuit. So Steve West is saying, stop. Because they've already lost sort of a preliminary round. We should stop. It doesn't look like we're likely to win. There's no way we can put those text messages back in Commissioner Bragosch's phone. That's true. And there are almost certainly other copies of it out there circulating, but we can't get a hold of them. So there's a certain futility in proceeding. Again, this is Steve West, the attorney. Even if we win, we're not going to get those text messages back from everybody who has them. And if you lose, there's a risk of sanctions. Very prudent legal advice. Commissioner Bragosch, do you really think there's a risk of 57-105 sanctions in this case? Do you really believe that? Mr. West, I do. I do believe that there is a potential that the court could find that this was frivolous based on what the court ordered coming out of that preliminary hearing. Now, Steve's doing what an attorney should do. He doesn't agree with the judge, but he is observing what the judge has said and saying, based on what the judge has said, there's a real risk here that we could all be on the hook, or that the county could be on the hook for this stuff. Commissioner Barry. All right, Steve, is that an evaluation of the merit of the case or an evaluation of the momentum that we have currently in the judicial system, which seems to be very poor? We keep losing and losing. That's Commissioner May, Lumen May. We haven't won anything. I wish I was better at voices. I'm not going to try to do the voices, but I'm tempted. Commissioner Barry, that's my only issue, Jeff. I don't understand how the first decisions have come out have is... just reading it. I don't understand that. I don't understand how other things have happened the way they've happened. It's terrible to have to consider that, you know, in a shade meeting about how you're going to pursue litigation. But I mean, it has to be some type of consideration. We're just, Commissioner Kohler, we don't have to pay any of their attorney fees if we agree to this, right? Mr. West, if your choices are to either continue with the lawsuit and disregard the risk of the 57-105 sanctions or dismiss the lawsuit, and in that case, you avoid the potential for any sanctions. Because that's the point of the paper, is to say, cut this out and then we won't be able to sue you. If you don't cut this out, then if you lose, we can sue you. Commissioner Kohler. So all we have, Commissioner Bragash. But what about legal fees? What about their legal fees, Mr. West? That's the sanctions, legal fees and costs. Kristen Huell, right. Commissioner May. So we have to pay their legal fees? Durr. Yes, but I'm glad he asks if he doesn't know. Commissioner Kohler, if we get it out today, Mr. Steve West, if you dismiss, they cannot seek legal fees or costs. And then there's some just back and forth trying to understand all of this. And eventually you get down to where Commissioner Bragash says, well, Lumen, I'm going to, you know, plead with you on this because the other commissioners are reluctant to go forward. The attorneys are reluctant to go forward. But Jeff just knows. Jeff just knows. He's got the legal mind to analyze this. Commissioner Bragash, well, Lumen, I'm going to, you know, plead with you on this. What I said before we got in this room was, before you got in this room, was that this is our last best chance to get discovery done. These 57-105 sanctions are very rarely awarded, rarely. And I have done some significant research on it. They're trying to intimidate us because they know they have momentum, as Steve mentioned. They're trying to intimidate us so we can't do discovery. They're trying to intimidate us to drop the lawsuit voluntarily when they're holding 1,600 of my pictures, including my children's passports, bank accounts, credit cards, medical information on multiple employees, multiple information on dependents, medical information on dependents in this plan. Our only chance at finding out who has all this, and I agree with you, you're right, they will never put it back in this phone. That's an interesting admission, by the way, because the goal is to get it all back, right? And he's saying, I agree with you, we'll never get it all back. But if a judge rules that you're to return the personal information, identification information, and those defendants don't, they know they risk a criminal sanction. This is the only way. And listen, Commissioner May, why wasn't criminal sanction put on them? I mean, I agree with you. I mean, so what happened? I mean, when it was presented, I mean, Commissioner Kohler, we lost. Exactly. Steve West. No question that this is a criminal action and it should be prosecuted criminally. Unfortunately, the FBI and the state attorney's office have not done anything. By the way, the note from the state attorney's office explaining why it wasn't criminal. A, they couldn't prove it beyond a reasonable doubt that they could win a case in court. And also, there has to be intent. Just possessing the information, even though Jeff disagrees with his, what law degree does he have? Anyway, with his assessment that just having it is enough, the state attorney's office says, no, there has to be criminal intent. There's been no evidence of criminal intent by anybody who does have it. That was one of the key things that was written in Greg Marcille's letter. Anyway, back to the dialogue. No question, Mr. West, criminal case. Unfortunately, the FBI and the state attorney's office have not done anything yet. Commissioner May, because they ain't done anything, they're not going to do anything. How long have they had it? Mr. West, almost a year now. Commissioner May, so what are they saying? Mr. West, they're very hold their cards close to the chest, talking about the state attorney's office. They don't let anybody know what they're going to do. Commissioner May, I mean, this is Jeff. I agree with you. Everywhere you are, dude. This is frustrating to me, you know? I want to get a legal. We've lost every lawsuit, you know? Someone is not... I mean, everybody told me on, in this, I guess, on the public record, every other case we're winning, we're good. Let me tell you what we came back with. A loss. As in, they keep being told they're winning, and then they keep losing. Commissioner Bragash, a loss. Commissioner May, a zero. And you know what? And I believe we were just as right as we could be. I'm not even mentioning every case. There's four of them, and here we are again, you know? They're trying to face up. I mean, Commissioner Bragash, can I read you one thing, though, Lumen? Commissioner May, yeah, yeah. I want you to read me that, and then I want legal opinion. I mean, I'm sick of I wasn't there. All right, so I want their opinion of what, because I'm tired of getting beat up and losing, you know, to no fault of mine. You know, trust me, I spend thousands of my own money on frivolous stuff across the street. Frivolous, you know. So he's frustrated because of all the cases they're losing, all the advice they're getting to keep going, and then they don't go. And then in this case, they're being told to stop, and he's wanting them to keep going. Unfortunately, we have to pause there for time. We're running with the shadows of the night. Do I stand in the shadow? My songs know what's shooting in the dark.
County attorney requests the board retire to the BCC conference room for the attorney client session.
If we're going to have another shade meeting, and it was never discussed in a shade meeting.
You weren't here. You don't know. You're ignorant. You're glib.
See,
come
that's
on.
The problem. Your forked tongue gets you in trouble. Just like,
no,
you
it does not.
It looks like something out of Cuba or Russia or China. It's crazy.
Keep him out of the light. He hates bright light, especially sunlight. It'll kill him.
Reconvene the shade meeting back in the chambers.
Run to the light, baby. Mommy is in the light.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun. I say it's all right.
If if it keeps making John laugh, I'm happy. Oh, man, if you missed last hour, we're going to podcast all of it as an entirety. But the transcripts from two Shade meetings connected to the Jeff Bergosh text messages versus Alex Arduini, Jonathan Owens, and the PNJ / Kinnett have been published. And I am basically just reading you from the Shade meeting. A Shade meeting, if you don't know, is a meeting that's held not in the sunshine, even though there's a court reporter there, because they're involved in legal action of some kind and they want to be protected from the other side knowing what they're planning, making decisions about. They get legal counsel in there, and then eventually that stuff becomes public, because everything that the commissioners do will eventually become public. This just is held from the public until after the disposition of the case, and since the case has been disposed of, now we're getting these private conversations. This first one has to do with the response to the basically a cost shifting filing, the 57-105 form that would have made the, you know, the county had to basically respond and say, no, we don't think this is a frivolous lawsuit, or no, you're right, we're going to quit, and then, you know, we're not subject to these penalties. They decided eventually to keep going with the lawsuit, primarily at the urging of Jeff Bergosh, who says his text messages were stolen. You've heard that many times. Okay, so this is part two. If you didn't catch it, the other part, like I said, was at the 5 o'clock hour, and we'll podcast them all as a unit. All right, Commissioner Bergosh. So I'm mostly just going to read, okay, to you from these transcripts. Let's see. It was a Steve West. He's one of the county attorneys. It was a prejudgment writ of replevin is what we were seeking, to return the material, which isn't material. It's information. But anyway, Commissioner Bergosh seeking. OK, in other words, so while we're fighting this out in court, give the property back. He did not. He did not do that. The judge didn't rule in favor of them with the preliminary hearing. Give the property back. He did not. He did not do that. And he put some reasons in there. But he did say that this should not color what the final judgment would be at the ending of trial. So what I said before you got in here, Lumen, was that they're trying to intimidate us with this statute that's rarely enforced. We've already met the burden. We will not be sanctioned because this is not frivolous. We've committed multiple cases from submitted multiple cases from multiple trials where this sort of intangible data was ruled on and replevin was applied. So Jeff is trying to give his advice that they can't be held liable, that the county, you know, isn't going to have to pay, that the attorneys aren't going to have to pay. He's the one representing his case the strongest, as opposed to asking Steve West and Kristen Huell and Allison Rogers, the county attorney team, you know, what do you think we ought to do? Jeff is in there persuading everybody what ought to be done. Commissioner Lumen May, so you all both believe we won't be sanctioned? Commissioner Bergosh, I believe strongly that we won't. Steve? Commissioner May, no, I want to hear from the attorneys. Because here's the thing. We lose lawsuits, and, you know, we have to have advice of counsel. And, I mean, and somebody got to be held accountable at some point because we lost every lawsuit. I'm not going to keep losing and doing the same thing, which the county's track record is pretty abysmal. Commissioner Bergosh, may I say one thing, Lumen? I agree with you. It's so frustrating, but we will lose this if we dismiss it. We're about to be to do depositions and discovery. They're terrified of what we're going to find. That's why they're pushing this. It's illegal. It's a felony to hold the data, and they have, I can't explain. Commissioner May, who is they, Jeff? Commissioner Kohler, yeah. Does it connect? Commissioner Bergosh, well, Commissioner Kohler, because if it is, are they illegal? Commissioner Bergosh, I think for Jonathan Owens to go on the radio and say, I have his backup, I've read it and I'm keeping it, when within what he said, he admitted he has his personal identification information on at least a dozen individuals under the statute. That's a felony, mere possession. It doesn't say possession with intent to misuse or to identify theft. It's mere possession. So I don't know, Lumen, why, but I would like to find out who else has it. Remember, again, just for context, the letter sent by the state attorney's office said that mere possession is not enough for them to prosecute a case. You've got to show intent to harm. There's been no such showing. That's why they have declined to prosecute anybody under the request from Jeff Bergosh to prosecute. And also that they don't think they can win in court, right? That's ultimately the case. Do they think they can win in court? Commissioner Lumen May, why the judge ruling? Why? I mean, in my mind, Jeff is right. Commissioner Bergosh, I am right. Commissioner May... It's funny when you listen to these people talking, I can hear all of them in my head. Like, this is so, I hear the dialects and everything. I'm just not doing it in my performance because I'm a terrible mimic. Anyway, Commissioner May, somebody stole. I mean, what did he say about someone stealing his text messages? Steve West. That's the confusing part. I don't understand the court's ruling, but that's what the court said. The court ruled that the county did not demonstrate that it had possessory interest in those text messages, and that they, Commissioner May, who represented the county? Mr. West. I did. Commissioner May, what were they saying? I mean, what was the laws in the case presented? Mr. West, the order was very short and sparsely written. I actually thought it was very succinct and to the point, but okay. But that's the essence of what his order said, is that the county has not demonstrated that it has possessory interest in the text messages. Remember how many times I said on the radio that they do not have an interest in this case, that it is not a county issue? You know, how many times did I say that? And then the judge, that's exactly what the judge ruled, okay? Steve West, I disagreed with it. Jeff Bergosh, but we haven't had the hearing. That was his initial. This is his initial, Commissioner May. But he's not going to change his mind. It's almost like us saying we're going back to Judge Stone and saying he's going to reverse, you know, retirement, I mean. I think that's probably not the correct term. But there's some errors in the transcript. He's not going to do it. He's not going to do it politically, and he's not going to do it judicially. And you know that. Uh-huh, Steve West. Commissioner May, that's just not what he's going to do. Commissioner Steve Barry, who does not talk much in any of this, very, very rarely. I don't understand. I don't understand how we don't have standing. I don't understand how, Commissioner May. I don't either, Commissioner Barry. I don't get it, but I don't, Commissioner Bergosh. Well, Stephen, I believe we do have standing. I believe he's wrong on that. I mean, but think of it this way. If four employees' identities and all their information was stolen from the HR department and people are out saying, hey, I've got it, and people are starting to have fraud on their accounts like I had and my family had, I have a feeling the county will do something, even if the state attorney, even if the FBI didn't, and they would have a right to do it because that's employees of the county. Debbie Kenny, that's his second in command, aide. Now, Debbie Kenny was an employee of the county. My son, Brandon, was on the employee's health plan. That's HIPAA. It's illegal for what? For this to happen. It was in the county's possession. The county has standing. Stephen Barry. The judge knew that stuff when he made the determination? Commissioner Bergosh. Yes. Commissioner May, you told them that. Steve West. We had an affidavit that had Commissioner Bergosh execute, and we filed with the court that listed all of the things that were in those text messages. Health information from multiple people, cancer, Parkinson's, Jeff Bergosh, suicide, Steve West, suicide, credit card numbers, Jeff Bergosh, driver's licenses, passports, Steve West, driver's licenses, passports. I mean, all of that was listed in the affidavit so that the court knew exactly what was included in those text messages that were stolen. To get into some of the, let's just say the colorful language, because there's some of that. Commissioner May. So she's recording this, and this is all or should I say this is all bull. Commissioner Bergosh, and I don't know who the she is. She's recording this, and this is all, I guess, the court reporter. The court reporter is recording all this. Okay. Commissioner Bergosh, then don't give up on me. Commissioner May, hold on, Jeff. I'm never going to give up on you. Here's reality, though. Here's reality. We had a retirement plan that's been in existence for almost 40 or 50 years. Bergosh, yes. May, 40 or 50 years, and you know what? We got ruled against. The political landscape against, no, we could take Jesus Christ and lay it on the altar, and they're going to call him Lucifer. That's just, I mean, you're going to have to deal with Lucifer, but that's what I'm telling you, is that's what they're going to do. If anything that has Bergosh's name or Barry's name to it or Lumen's name to it, that's what they're going to do. I don't know how you win, and so, I mean, Jeff, I'll do whatever. Here. You got your counsel telling you where it is. You know what? I get where you're going. I'm willing to take any risk because I've been beaten up, you know, for the last couple of months. But, you know, on this transcript is going to be what counsel is telling us, as in the counsel's telling them not to go ahead. And Lumen is recognizing that eventually somebody might have a radio show and read out loud all this stuff on the air. How's it going to look when they were told to stop and they didn't stop? Three attorneys told them to stop, and they didn't stop, okay? Jeff, I don't believe, you know, and I don't believe we're going to win because, you know what, if someone would have told me that we were not going to win, I mean, we can go from, I'm not going to call these cases, but the last four cases, I was told by counsel that we're going to win. Bergosh, yes. Or, yeah. May, that we were good. There's a lot of crosstalk here, okay? And that's very hard for a court reporter to get. Commissioner May, that we were good. That's what I was told by counsel, that I'm going to win. Now, I'm getting told by counsel, I ain't gonna win, you know what I mean? The last four, Commissioner Bergosh, maybe this one we will win then, Commissioner May, that we're gonna win. I mean, so all, well, what I know is we were played by lawsuit after lawsuit. I assume he says plagued by lawsuit after lawsuit after lawsuit. We got the jail lawsuit. I mean, we got, you know, we are zero for the season. We are zero for the season. And sometimes being right doesn't necessarily constitute a win. And Jeff, you know, just kind of how you were perplexed on retirement. Listen, I think I said to him, can we get a second opinion? Can we, you know, look at this in a different perspective? I mean, why are we forcing to even have to answer today? I mean, why? Why do we have to give an answer today? I mean, the political climate, because we have an undue influence. Uh-huh. Jeff Bergosh. Commissioner May. We do against us. So they think there's this grand, like, they're not doing anything wrong. There's just this political environment that people are against them for no reason. I kid you not. Okay, anyway, because you'll see later on. Commissioner May, we do against us, and it was created, and the perception, brother, is real, or whether it's false, that perception is reality of the people that are doing it. And let me just tell you, in my opinion, we have not won, dude, we have not won a legal battle. You know what I mean? And that's so, I mean, and then there's some stuff that happens, and we continue. Commissioner May, and Jeff, and I appreciate, and listen, I am sitting here. You know, I have been 100% supportive of you and my colleagues, I mean, because I get it. Because I believe that I have been unduly scrutinized for no reason at all, and it's caused me, it's caused my family, it's caused my health, it's caused a whole bunch of stuff. Commissioner Bagosh, I'm so sorry. Commissioner May, and it's caused a lot of financial for me, but you know what? On each end, even though we're innocent, understanding in my own personal, I'm completely innocent. Completely. I'm Ray Charles could see it. Did it stop me from being accused, attacked, and I'm going to be victimized the whole nine yards, you know? Commissioner Bagosh, it's not right. Commissioner May, so what I'm saying is the political climate is labeled, you know, anything that comes from here that we're losing. Now, listen, let's lawyer up. You know what I mean? Let's lawyer up. I'm tired. You can roll your eyes, but I mean, the reality of it is at some point, you got to win something. And I agree with, I'm skipping just a little bit. And Commissioner Barry, it makes no sense. They stole your stuff, and there's probably people that still work here. You know, anybody that was even remotely around it and needs to be fired, they should be gone yesterday. You know what I mean? This is all in-house. Commissioner Bagosh, yep. Commissioner May, and what's happened to you should cause all of us to, whether we agree with you or not, somebody should take your phone, take your personal information, and put your stuff out. Commissioner Bagosh, it's horrifying. Commissioner May, it's sickening, and the lumen that will sit on the dais tonight are people that instituted it and did it, you know, so it's sickening to me, Jeff. I mean, it really is. Now, with all that being said, I just don't know, Jeff. I got two lawyers. Here's what I'm... Jeff, we're always been straight up. We've got two lawyers giving me some advice, and as soon as I go against their advice, you know what? We're all going to get beat up. At least one time, your legal team told you that this is what you should do, and you went against it. You bunch of idiots. You know what I mean? You bunch of idiots. You continue to pay, lose taxpayer dollars for sure. Lose taxpayer dollars for, you know, all... So, I mean, that's... I don't know. But listen, trust me, my heart bleeds right now, Jeff. Not for just you. For me, for Steve, for all of us getting beat up over frivolous bull... Man, if I don't get an Emmy. Commissioner Commissioner Bagosh, yeah. All right, you ready? You ready? I just want you to be prepared for the next one. I don't want this one to go over lightly. Commissioner May, Lumen May, because we have a person who is unduly influencing policy. I assume he means Pam Childers. He doesn't say, but I assume that's who he means. Because we have a person who is unduly influencing policy, and this is probably the most ethical board in the history of Escambia County. I lost David Wayne. He passed out. Commissioner Lumen May, because we have a person who is unduly influencing policy, and this is probably the most ethical board in the history of Escambia County. I have been told by a source I trust that there have been more than 90 shade meetings in the last decade under this board. Right? Commissioner Bagosh failed to get reelected after 8 years he's been in. Lumen May and Stephen Barry, 12 years. How many shade meetings has Santa Rosa County had in the last 10 years? None. So I'm told. You know how many shade meetings Santa Rosa County's had in the last, let's see how to do the math, 39 years since 1985? None. Escambia County, 90. Santa Rosa County, none. Because we have a person who is unduly influencing policy, and this is probably the most ethical board in the history of Escambia County. Now, I will say this. It's possible the bar is so low in Escambia County that this is above it, but...
We're running with the shadows of the night. Do I stand in the shadow?
My songs know what's shooting in the dark.
County attorney requests the board retire to the BCC conference room for the attorney client session.
If we're going to have another shade meeting, and it was never discussed in a shade meeting.
You weren't here. You don't know. You're ignorant. You're glib.
See,
come
that's
on.
The problem. Your forked tongue gets you in trouble. Just like,
no, it
you
does not.
It looks like something out of Cuba or Russia or China. It's crazy.
Keep him out of the light. He hates bright light, especially sunlight. It'll kill him.
Reconvene the shade meeting back in the chambers.
Run to the light, baby! Mommy is in the light!
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun. I say it's all right.
If you're just joining us and you haven't heard any of the prior installments this morning, check out the podcast later. But essentially, you have shade meetings in which the, for example, the county commission can meet with their attorneys in order to discuss legal strategy of ongoing cases away from the prying eyes of the public and the opposing legal counsel. But then once those cases are disposed of, the transcripts of those shade meetings become public. And so now we have in front of us the, I think it's 47 in one case and 27 in the other case, pages of transcripts of the two shade meetings relevant to the Jonathan Owens, Alex Arduini, PNJ Gannett, Burgosh text messages case. And I'm reading them to you because there is no audio recording. Trust me, I asked. I would much rather play it for you. But here I am forced to read it. And let's back up just a little bit so you get a little context. Again, the attorneys are basically telling the commission that they think they're going to lose. They should stop. But Jeff Burgosh is adamant that they need to continue. Lumen May is worried that they keep losing. And he says, people are going to say, you bunch of idiots. You know what I mean? You bunch of idiots. You continue to pay, lose taxpayer dollars for, you know, all I so I mean. That's, I don't know. But listen, trust me, my heart bleeds right now, Jeff. Not for just you, me, Steve. That's Steve Barry. All of us are getting beat up over frivolous bull. Yeah. So that's where we're at. Commissioner Burgosh, yeah. Lumen, because we have a person who is unduly influencing policy, and this is probably the most ethical board in the history of Escambia County. That's a quote. And they're talking about Pam Childers, I believe. Jeff, and the only way we ever find out about her involvement is if we do discovery. And that's what they're trying to derail. Discovery depositions. And perhaps a different outcome with the judge when we take it to trial. Lumen. Jeff, you know who walked down there and got that stuff? Commissioner Burgosh. Of course I do. Commissioner May, you know who the director was and who walked down there and got it? Commissioner Burgosh, we will never know for sure. May, we know, Burgosh, but we can, and we believe me, we will. May, but if we did our discovery and our due diligence and it was presented and that judge rejected it, I would have hoped that you would have presented our internal investigation of where we think the leak was, correct? Or did we not do that? Commissioner Burgosh, that hasn't happened yet. That will happen during trial. Steve West, one of the county attorneys. Again, what we're seeking is limited to what we can do through civil remedies. Commissioner May. So we do have an internal dam report that we investigated this as administration that can show where the leak came from. Steve West. I am not aware of that at this point. Commissioner May. That's bull. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter, Steve West. Commissioner May, it does to me. Politically, it matters. Steve West. Legally, though, for purposes of this lawsuit, we're seeking recovery of the text messages from the people that we know have them. As in, it doesn't matter how they got them. It only matters that we get them back. Commissioner May. Well, who do we know has them? Steve West. Right now, we know Jonathan Owens has it. We know the newspaper Gannett has it. Commissioner Kohler. Well, Everett's team does too, right? I think he's talking about Ramey Edler is, I think, who he's talking about. Sometimes there's either mistranscription or misspeaking. Steve West, well, we're not seeking it from them. They are. That's a separate issue. That's a separate lawsuit. That's the $5 million settlement because of this federal lawsuit with the Medicare funds and all that. Okay. Commissioner Burgosh, there's already protective orders. Commissioner May, but don't you have someone who's admitted that he gave it to the News Journal? Steve West. No, the News Journal. Commissioner May. Jonathan said it just showed up on his desk. Steve West. That's what his position is. That's what he said. Lumen May. Then he disseminated it. That's clear. Steve West. We know he's Lumen May. And Bart Siders gave everything to him. And who is Bart Siders in with? I mean, you know, do the dots. Bart Siders gave it to Jonathan. Jonathan gave it to the News Journal. Record it. They can write that article tomorrow. This is Lumen May talking. We all know where it came from. Commissioner Burgosh. I just don't want to give up on it, gentlemen. This is our only shot. hear Eminem in my head. If we give it up, like I said, sanctions are not going to happen. We could lose and we all walk away with our own fees. Sanctions would be extraordinary given the precedent that I read and given what I've already presented. This is not frivolous. This is not devoid of merit. The only way they win is if we give up today. I mean, in the scheme of things, this is small potatoes compared to some other things that we're going to be making decisions on. And think about this importantly. If one person sees, oh, I can take whatever I want, the state prosecutor won't do anything and the county will just give up, you're emboldening people. Lucifer 2.0. What's the next data breach? Stephen Barry, who, again, does not talk very much in these meetings. That's still the FBI is still working on it, correct, Commissioner Bogosh? They are. They would not let me release some documents that I have. Stephen, I'm telling you, they don't want discovery in this case. He keeps saying this, that Owens and Arduini and PNJ don't want all the information to come out because they're afraid of what that's going to show. And that's why they're attempting to do the first filing and some of the other stuff. They just realized that the county should have to pay, and this is frivolous and a slapsuit is what the judge ultimately ruled. Of course, we don't know that yet. That hasn't happened yet in the timeline. Commissioner Bogosh, they're terrified of it. Yeah, they don't want discovery in this. They're terrified of it. They will not get these sanctions. They will not get them. Commissioner Barry, all right, we do have bigger problems. He's talking about the Medicare case. Commissioner Kohler, I didn't get a chance to ask two questions. Why did we go after Gannett? It's a mistranscription. Steve West, because Gannett they have admitted they published portions of the text messages in the paper. Mike Kohler, how did that decision come about? Because I think this case, I agree with Jeff on his personal stuff. There's other stuff that I haven't disclosed that this board didn't know about that I think was embellished and wrong. What? Lumen May, disclose it. Commissioner Kohler, it's not the right time. Oh, this is going to come up in the next meeting, by the way. He's hinting at something that is a bombshell that comes up in the next meeting that I will not get to in this segment. But don't worry, we'll read more tomorrow. The book will still be there. Commissioner Kohler, it's not the right time, but I want to know why we went after Gannett. And then before I leave, I want both of you to give a legal opinion because none of us are lawyers, because that's what matters to me, facts. And I already know yours, Kristen. That's Kristen Huell, one of the lawyers. What's your position on this, Ms. Huell? I agree with Steve, and Steve West has already said that we're likely to lose this case if we keep going, because even though they think they're right, the judge has said they're not. Commissioner Kohler, that's it, as in we should stop because the lawyers are telling us to stop. We'll come back in a second. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
That's right. They've cleaned up that accident on I-10 right after Avalon, but we're still seeing some delays going up Avalon Boulevard all the way to Sterling. Now we've got another wreck right before you get off the bridge on I-10, and a wreck at the end of the bridge at the exit to Scenic Highway blocking one lane. So you get through one and another one happened. So it's down to one lane right there. Other than that, traffic's flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. If you're thinking about buying or selling a home and you want to get good expert advice from real estate agents who get the job done, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrenke Realty. 175 homes sold last year. And listen, you might know somebody who's like a buddy or just go to your church or some relative who's a real estate agent, and that is totally fine to consider them. Of course, I wouldn't try to say not. All I'm saying is, test more than one, you know, ask them some questions and then ask Christina Leavenworth some questions and then you decide. Maybe you decide you'd rather go with a friend. I mean, that's fine, of course, but this is a big decision that could cost you or make you thousands of dollars over the course of a home. I mean, tens of thousands even, and making it right is important. So don't just go with what's easy, go with what really makes the most sense. So, you know, investigate, ask some questions, ask about interest rates, ask about investors, ask about insurance. Oh my God, in Florida right now, something you never would have thought of before, that house insurance can dramatically alter the value of a home buying or selling because of the roof, because of the water heater, because of the air conditioning system, like all of that stuff. It's crazy right now. So these are all things you have to consider, and you want to make sure that your realtor gets all of that. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrenke Realty. All right, back to the Shade meeting. This is the May meeting, the first of two meetings that has been released. And trust me when I say this is really the warm-up. The next one is much more interesting, but I wanted to give you all this context before we get there. Commissioner Bogosh says this is all about why are we suing Gannett, the PNJ. And we went after Gannett because, if I might answer that, because we, the board, voted to do it. Robert Bender, myself, Stephen, Barry, Lumen, May, because we knew it was wrong. There's something wrong where someone steals passports, pictures of driver's licenses, fraud happens to people, no one does anything, and he's just allowed to say, I have it, I read it, I kept it. That's Jonathan he's talking about. And I'm going to keep it. Everyone knew it was wrong. We have to figure out how it happened. The justice system just doesn't want to do anything. Civil remedies are there. If we do discovery and we take depositions, there'll be information that comes from that that can be shared. It can be shared, but if we give up today on the threat of of these sanctions, which will not happen, Kristen Huell, do you believe we will be sanctioned? He asked you a question. Ms. Huell, I do believe there is a risk. Yeah. That's the part about paying attorney's fees or other sanctions as well. Commissioner Bregosh, of course there is a risk. Ms. Huell, given the court's ruling, and there's crosstalk here, it's hard to translate. Commissioner Bregosh, based upon our filing where we showed documented cases in other courts and in Florida where Replevin, that's the basis of trying to get back the data file, applied to intangible property, do you think we'll be sanctioned? Ms. Huell, I do believe there's a risk. That's now three times she said it. Commissioner Bregosh, of course there's always a risk. Lumen May, what percentage of risk? What's the risk factor? Ms. Huell, I do not know of a percentage. Commissioner Bregosh, how often do you see 5710, 57, that's a different number than that applied. And she says they're rare. Jeff Bregosh says, rare. If this is a case where they can move it forward, Commissioner May, there has to be a risk factor. Ms. Huell, it's costly, and so I think it's not a question of right and wrong. It's a, Commissioner Bregosh, for me it is. Listen, for me it is. Ms. Huell, you're asking my opinion. Commissioner Bregosh, yes, I am. Ms. Huell, and I assess it as a risk-benefit analysis. Bregosh, but it's rare. Huell, in my opinion, the risks outweigh the... Bregosh, that's your opinion. That's what you asked for. You're scolding her for having a legal opinion, you know, when you are trying to be the lawyer in the room, and she, you've asked, and she's said there's a risk, and it outweighs the benefit. And you're... Well, that's your opinion. Exactly. That's why you pay a lawyer. To give you their opinion about legal matters, and they're telling you no, sir. Mike Kohler, we've got to listen to these people sometimes. I mean, Commissioner Bregosh, I've been listening to them a lot, and I've been losing a lot. You've been forcing your way, sir. Commissioner Kohler, but we don't ever follow their guidance. I've never been. Commissioner Bregosh, if we follow Commissioner May, that is untrue for me now. That is untrue. That is bull. Commissioner Bregosh, for every piece of advice I follow, this is wrong. We need to move forward. We have no chance. I need a, if I've ever needed any support, I need Steve and Lumen on this boat. Commissioner Barry, all right. We've got bigger issues. All right. Commissioner May, Jeff, let me ask you a question. Uh-huh. Jeff Bregosh. I have a, Steve West. Commissioner May, hold on, please. Steve West. Okay. Lumen May, you've got counsel. You've got this take. Bregosh, by the time this, it will be after. Yeah. God, these people just can't stop themselves from talking. Commissioner May, and this is why I wish I had the audio for you, but it does not exist. Or at least I have been told it doesn't exist. I don't care about that. You have counsel advising you one way. Let me just say I've been falsely accused. That's Commissioner May. Commissioner Bregosh, I have been too. Commissioner May. And listen, and you know what? We still write a check out to Lumen Household. Yeah, that's what we're doing. You know what? I've been falsely accused for things related to you. You know what I'm doing? I'm writing checks. You know what? This is my kids' county, my dime. You know what I mean? I'm not rich. On this risk factor, you're passionate about it. If they prevail and you're willing to, whether you're discretionary or personally, to guarantee it. I mean, are you that passionate? He's talking to Jeff and he's asking him if he's willing to hold his discretionary account as the backstop for paying these fees. Okay. I mean, are you that passionate about it that you're willing to say, you know what? I'm going to write a Bregosh check or I'm going to take my discretionary and pay up. Commissioner Bregosh. All right. Commissioner Kohler, aren't all of our internal discretionary funds still hasn't been settled? Commissioner May. I don't know about Commissioner Kohler. No, she's holding that up. It's Pam Childers. Commissioner Barry, that's not because of discretionary funds. That's because of the Commissioner Bregosh. The fines, I tell you what, that's a great question. And here's what I'll say right now. On October 1st, I will have another, unless the board changes the policy, I'll have another $50,000 in my discretionary. So I'm confident that we will not get sanctions, that I will pledge. Would that be illegal? Would that be an expenditure that's legal to make to cover? No, listen, I'm serious about this. In other words, he's promising the money that's supposed to go for county projects that he will pay to cover the cost of the legal fees that they get applied to them if they lose this lawsuit and the judge motion creates legal fees. You follow? Commissioner Barry, so money you could spend on, you know, like sidewalks or, you know, given to the Kiwanis or whatever. Commissioner Barry, Jeff, it's general funds. Commissioner Bregosh, could I use that to cover sanctions? Because I will, and I will tell every charitable organization I'm done for the year. Like, he'd rather pay for this lawsuit than give them money. Commissioner Barry, even if you couldn't use it directly, you could use it indirectly by subsidizing something that the monies were paid with. Commissioner Bregosh, but I'm answering that question. Commissioner Kohler, how much do you think it would cost? Let's get down to serious money. How much would it cost? Steve West, if Barry, worst case scenario, West, worst case scenario, probably several hundred thousand dollars. Kristen Huell and three different attorneys. Steve West. There's three. There's three separate defendants, each of them. Jeff Bergosh. That's at the very end. That's not the number that you gave me when we talked on the phone. Steve West. Right now, it's probably about 30 to 50,000. Turns out it's about 100. Oh, no. At this point, it would have been 30 to 50. It's 100 now. Anyway, Jeff Bergosh. I'll cover that if we're wrong out of my discretionary money. So he's like wagering discretionary money about this lawsuit. Lumen May. So when can we stop the bleeding? Commissioner Kohler. That's now. Jeff Bergosh. The hearing is June 20th. We're going to know. Steve West, that's a hearing. That's another hearing on motions to dismiss coming up in June. At that point, we'll know whether we have the opportunity to go forward with the lawsuit or Jeff Bergosh, or if we've been sanctioned, right? Steve West, no, not yet. Not yet, I'm adding. Commissioner Barry, okay, what's the worst case scenario if we lose in June financially? 100,000, 50,000? Steve West, probably 50 to 70. And then they kind of go on and they figure that that's the number, okay? And I think for today, I'm just looking forward to, they get 50 to 70 is what they get. And we'll pause there. Just pause the action there because we're about, I'm out of time. David is screaming from the other room. I'm out of time. It's only so much I can do in a day. We'll finish it tomorrow. Tune in tomorrow, 5:35, 6:35. And if I don't get it in by then, on 7:10, okay? And it'll all be online. I want you to have it. And listen, do you know how long this would take me to just read, like, at pace people talk at? I'm trying to get through it a little quickly with some, you know, expedited activity. Anyway, I can't figure out my noun there. But we'll come back to it. But so far, John, interesting to you as just a person?
Oh, yeah, very.
All right, very good, John.
That's why I'm like, continue. Don't worry about the clock.
But also, there's no audio recording because it's not a public meeting, and they're only required to have a court reporter. And like I said, I asked. And as far as I know, one does not exist.